And I was running for life and death. What I did, he hollered at me, fall down, let me, fell down before the thing passed. All right. God dog came back again. Ooh, it went down there. It went up there in that hilly place. That's what it had. I seen a great big horses about that wide. I said, Brian, he said, I said, they got a hell of a horse that's ahead. He said, don't pay him no mind. He said, I'll handle them. I said, what? He said, I'll handle them. And God in heaven knows. He got close to them horse from here, them step. Everything was gone. I said, what did you done? I said, he told me that's a secret. He said, I'm going to show you something. Netness. He went up there. He done that. Took him on. Opened his shirt. Put him in his bosom. I was back and I fell too. They just come out like that, fly away. He looked at me and said, you see that? Someone lying that chick. I said, no, you ain't. He said, wait, you went and got some more. Put a man in his mouth. Yeah. I know, okay. I swear before God, I said, well, Jesus, I said, how could the man do that? So far as a wasp, he said, he said, he can handle a wasp, but he can't handle a bumblebee, neither a yellow jacket. I said, why? He said, well, the yellow jacket is under the ground, so is a bumblebee. He said, now, I'm going to show you that trick, because I don't want to learn the yummy, and that man done that. And I stayed with him, I cut side him the whole time we was cutting, you know, with them blades. Cutting bacon out. I stayed right there. Never was stung. In fact, nothing stung me, but I was a good runner, you know. So for the yellow jacket, he ain't gonna run you. And with your bitches there. And look at when the thousand of me that day, all of them go to buy new sand. You can't do nothing but you get them clothes off.
You seen the big ones that make a real big paper nest, kind of like a football?
Up in a tree?
Yeah.
You know, one of them got me one day. You see, me and the boss was going to San Francisco. Well, I was ready. And them light people were running them wire in. And they had one on the limb.
Had one what?
One of them nests. They call them honey.
Yeah.
So the man said, well, I ain't going up there. And the boss said, well, that's your job. He said, when something is too much for the man, you got to call the boss. See, that's your job. So what this fella done, he had a torch, but nobody go up there with that torch. So he took a long pole that stung him. What he did, he took a gun, and he got back, he shot it and cut it. It fell. Now, nobody can pass that. So the next day, I come to go with Mr. George. Me and a fellow by the name of Emmett Bean was talking. And I had a hat on my and that man laughed. And I'm talking there. One of them son of guns come and hit me right here. Bet you I threw my head from the other. Boom, boom. He said, what's the matter? I said, one of them hunters hit me in the head. And hey, thing was just looked like going through my head. I said, you know one thing, Mr. Jarb, that darn thing is still hiding.
Inside of your head?
Right up there, right up in here.
What did it do? Did it?
It stung me. And I saw a little bit, you know. So he was driving a 32 Chevrolet. He's a big man. He'd breathe. Wow! I said, a couple more rap like that, it won't be no breathing left. He looked at me and laughed. Where my boy, that man hung, kicked that. Bam! I said, what's the matter? Stop, I got it. He said, he got one of me. You have to stop. You might think, had to stop and hunt for him. Find him in there. He didn't kill him. He got out of the same. We got back. I said, it's John. I'm going to say, did it back. But that thing is something. Oh, Lord. Now, I'll tell you what my daddy told me they did with one of them things. Him and the white fella. Call that man about who. Always had a color and a white together. You see, he used to be with them white folks on Point Capri.